We say in davening, in Shmoyne Esra, three times a day, Hashiva Shaifteinu Kivari Shaina, V'yoyatseinu Kivatchila, I daven Nusach Svard, V'hoser Mimenu Yogim V'anocha, Umloichaleinu Meheira, Ato Hashem Levadcha Bechesed Uverachamim, V'tzadkeinu B'tzedek Uvemishpat Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Oyev Tzedakah Umishpat. And this bracha, this bakasha, this tefila, is a bakasha that the Eibishah should bring back the Shaiftim of yesteryear. We should go back to where it's going to be. This is what we're davening for. Masechet Sanhedrin, Shoiftim v'Shoitrin, Parshas Yisroi, the few psukim tucked away that we darshened the other day in beginning of Parshas Dvarim. Hashiva Shoifteinu k'var Rishoinim v'yayatzeinu k'var Tchila. All the Rishoinim say, we mentioned this already, that this opening line, Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoinim v'yayatzeinu k'var Tchila, is really a play on the words of Yeshaya Hanavi in the end of the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo, where Yeshaya Hanavi says in the regular Haftarah Diganigin, it's not an Eich anymore, Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoinim v'yayatzeinu k'var Tchila. So Yeshaya Hanavi said that there's going to be a day where it's going to be Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoinim v'yayatzeinu k'var Tchila. And we daven for that. We're davening for Yeshaya Hanavi's Nevuah. That's mamash what we're davening for. Yeshaya promised it. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Nevuah of Yeshaya, Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoinim v'yayatzeinu k'var Tchila. We mentioned that the Medrash says, Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoinim zeh Moshe v'han. It's a Yalkut Shemoyni in Yeshaya, right in the beginning, Perek Aleph. It's Remes Shin Tzadik Aleph. It's also a Psikta de Rav Kahana in Pisko Tesvav Eicha. V'ashiva Shoifteich k'var Rishoyne v'yatzeich k'var Tchila. V'ashiva Shoifteich k'var Rishoyne zeh Moshe v'han. And I think it's a little sasum. Why is it that when we daven, Hashiva Shoifteinu, which again is really a play on Yeshaya Novi's words, Vashiva Shaifteich k'var Rishoyne, that we're asking dafka for Moshe Naharin. Now, the reason we're asking for Moshe Naharin, I'm not saying it's Akasha, of course, right? But usually when we ask for Moshe Naharin, it's Moshe Naharin will lead us. Moshe Naharin, the judges. In the world of Shoiftim, who do we want? We want judges again. Hashiva Shaifteinu k'var Rishoyne. What does it mean k'var Rishoyne? We should have judges as Oivi Moshe, and we should have judges Azoivi Aharon. So just one idea, and that is, we mentioned once upon a time a Nifladig Chsam Soif, and this is from the most incredible Chsam Soifers of all time. It's a Chsam Soif al HaTorah, it's in Parshas Yisrael. The Gemara says in the beginning of Shor Shanoga Chasapara, how do you know that Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya? Sort out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mi Bal Dvorim Yigash Aleyem, and from there we learn Hamoitzi Mechaveroi. All of right. The Gemara says, "Lomeli cross svaruhu ayin chum bavakama mem vavam in base." But the Halakha Chassam Sofer, and this is really in a few places, but I'm reading from Chassam Sofer al Torah in Parshas Yisro. He asked that why is it that it was in that pasuk that the Torah decided to teach us this idea of Hamoitzei Mechaveri Olvarai. So he says, if you look at the context is Moshe Rabbeinu was just mekabel the Torah Misinai. The Yidden just received the Torah, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is about to climb up the mountain, and he's going to go into Shamayim for 40 days to bring down the Luchos. And before Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Shamayim to bring the Luchos, so he turns to Aharon and Hur and the Skenim, and he says, I'm not going to be here now because I'm going to be in Shemayim. So any person that's going to have a din Torah, mid bal dvarim, yigash alei. We should bring it to you. Don't bring it to me because I'm not here. I'm going to be in Shemayim. You're not going to have access to me. So at this point, mid bal dvarim, yigash alei. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's the pasuk where Chazal taught us Amoitz Mechaveri Olvarai. So he says the oimik advarim is because the Zayir HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he used to paskin Shailas, he used to paskin Bali Eda, Ubali Aidin, Ubali Asra. He didn't need Aidin Vasra because Moshe Rabbeinu was able to pass in Shailas Baruch HaKodesh. So he says, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was judging, it wasn't necessary. Odin Hamoitzim Mechaveri Olivaraya. There was no such thing as Shnai Moshe Batal, Zoymer, Animitsasi, Zoymer, Animitsasi, Zoymer, Kulish, Vem, Kulish. There was no Monashlishi, there was no Chendani Alpin Kasai, there was no Machlapar of Hamar, there's no Shosh Nagh Sapar of Nimsa Urba Batsi. He didn't have all these cases. You know why? Because every Sophic moment, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the truth. He knew Baruch HaKodesh. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is going up to Shamayim, and now Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be here, and now Aharon, Bechur, and all the Skedim, they're going to be the ones that are going to have to judge. So what happens if this is Sofik Mamin? What are you going to do? I don't know. Oh, mi balvarim, you got shalayim, hamoitzim echaveri olver raya. But before Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim, said the Hilgich Sam Sofer, there was no hamoitzim echaveri olver raya, because it was poshit. It was poshit. Moshe Rabbeinu knew. There was no suffik mammon. There's no jorid amamoyna. There's no such thing as a mammon amutu besuffik. The whole concept of a mammon amutu besuffik was nischadish right now when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Shamayim. And because it was at this second that this inyu was nischadish, that's why now it had to be nischadish a din. What's the din that was nischadish? It was nischadish hamoitzim echaveri olver raya. We once said that maybe this is the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't intuitively do what Yisroi told him to do. Right, the whole beginning of Parshas Yisroi is that Yisroi tells Moshe, I have an amazing idea. I thought of this brainstorm. I think we should set up a judicial system. Why do you have to be busy the whole day? Yeah, Davar HaKosha, Davar HaGadol, that will bring to you. But everything else, let all the judges set up a system and let all these chevra go ahead. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I hear it. Let me go ask the Eibishter. And at the time, we said two things are very, very awesome. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure this out by himself. And number two, you hear a good piece of advice. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, I have to go ask the Eibishter? So we once told Tzu, again, we're not going to be Meirich, but Chassam Sofer in his Hesper Rab Kiveger, who said that we know David HaMelech was Yodai Meluchleches Bedam, Beshvir Veshulya, Latai Risha Labayla, right? David HaMelech, in his great humility, he was busy Agansa Tog, being Oisik and being Matai Risha Labayla. Freit the Chassam Sofer in his Hesped, he says, why David HaMelech have to be busy with this? But there was a shortage of Shoiftim Veshoitrin, there was a Sanhedrin, he had all the different Dayanim, there had to be in the times of David HaMelech. So why did David HaMelech have to be busy with this? So said the Hilig Chassam Sofer, because the Gemara says, Vashem Imai regarding David. David HaMelech knew that the Halacha was like him whenever he paskin, and as a result, he had a responsibility, he had an obligation to always be the one that's going to paskin. There was no Eitzin, there was no Breira. David HaMelech had to be the Shoifet. You know why? Because he knew he was going to get it right. You ask a Dayan or Shaila, you don't know for sure he's getting it right, but by David HaMelech, he knew he was getting it right. How do you know he was getting it right? Because by David HaMelech, Vashem Imoy, Melamid Shalocha Kemoysa B'chamochim. So David HaMelech had no choice, and every single Shaila ended up being brought to him. So the hergish was that Moshe Rabbeinu was passing Al Piruach HaKodesh, which means Aspaklar Yamira. Moshe Rabbeinu was getting it right. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew the eights of Yisroel, but he says, I'm like David HaMelech. I have no choice. I have to pass in all the shayles. So what was Yisroel's eight? So much I hear, I'm asking. But if you have a regular Dine Mominus Beshloisha, you think there's another Dayan that's going to get it wrong? He's probably also going to get it right. Good, the Dover HaKosha, Dover HaGadol, I don't think anybody should be writing tshuvas to be Matir Agunus other than you, Moshe. But when it comes to the little Shailas, I don't think you have to be busy with it. Moshe said, I hear, Abla Maisach Tafregen, and that could be is the rest of the story of what's going on in Parashat Yisrael. But the bottom line is, Ein Zach, is when Moshe Rabbeinu paskind, wasn't his Shikul Hadas. When Moshe Rabbeinu paskin, it was without Edom, without Hasra. It was because everyone understood that Shechina was medaberes mitach groinoi. And as a result, if you went to Moshe Rabbeinu for a psak din, what you were getting was the psak din that was emes. There was no shaila in the world. This was the emes of judgment. And whoever came, the plaintiff, the defendant, all the chevra, the toyan and the nitin, they both understood that whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was the truth. And when you know that the psak that you got is the real psak, you walk out with a good feeling. You know it's true. Hashiva Shaifteinu Kvarishoinu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring back a Shaifet like Moshe Rabbeinu. A Shaifet where you know you're going to din, it's going to be a din emes. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he paskins, he's not just paskining. When Moshe Rabbeinu paskins, it's coming Miruach HaKodesh. And it's poshet. That's the hergish. We don't just want Moshe the manik. We want Moshe the Shaifet. Because in the world of Shaifetim, in the world of Mishpat, Moshe Rabbeinu stands on a pedestal because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was passing Miruach HaKodesh. So that's good for Moshe. What about Aharon? What about Aharon? So we talked a little bit about Aharon. Yeah, Dayan, Nishta Dayan. Tosfos on Davavam Ubeis, Derai Mehemna, Parshas Vayikra. But the truth is, there's an Avos Derav Nosson. Everyone knows parts of this Avos Derav Nosson. They're famous. But in your Neinu, there's one line in Avos Derav Nosson that I think is very, very relevant. The Mishnah says that a person should be mitamidav shel Aharon. Oyev shalom v'roidav shalom. Oyev es habriyos. Says the Avos Derav Nosson, Oyev Shalom Ketzad. What does it mean that Aharon HaKohen was an Oyev Shalom? Malami Shei Adam, Oyev Shalom B'Yisrael Bein Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Kiderach Shai Aharon Oyev Shalom Bein Kol Echad Ve'Echad. Shenem HaTorah Semes Hoitzah B'Fiu V'Avlo Yenimtza V'Sfasa V'Shalom V'Mishar HaLachiti V'Rabim Heishem Yo. And then the Avos Derav Nosson tells the story. K'no Yaharon Mahalach Baderech, Aharon HaKohen was walking in the street. Pogabai Ba'odim Rasha. He saw a Rasha, he would go with him, he would give him Azav Var Mishalom Aleichem. V'Nosson Lo Yishalom. L'macha, the next day, Bikesh Oysa Ish Lav Raveira. That guy wanted to do an
Aveira. Amar, he would say to himself, Oy li, heich esa einai achar kach ve'eres Aaron. I'm going to do an Aveira tomorrow. I'm going to meet a Haran. Haran's going to look at my shteren. He's going to know, how could I even do it? Boishti heimenu. Shenosan li sholem. I'm embarrassed to do an aver. I'll be embarrassed from him tomorrow because of the fact that he gave me sholem aleichem. Nimsa oisa ish meineya oitzma min aver. This guy would refrain himself from doing it. Dechein shnei ben yadam shasam riva zemze. And if you had two people that were fighting, holacha, Haran v'yoshav etzel echem him. Haran would sit down with one of them. Amalei would say, b'ni, re'echa vercho ma'u oimer. Says, you know what's going on with your friend, this guy that you're fighting with? Mitarif es liboy. He's ripping his heart. V'koreas begadav, he's tearing his clothing. Oimer, he's saying, oy li, eich esos, einai ve'eres chaveri, boishtei menu shani hu shesarachti ol. The other guy heard this, he says, I didn't realize this person's so bizarre because of this little meriva that we're having. He would come to a point where and then Aharon would go to the other guy. In the meantime, kishenif kishu zebazeh, I'm skipping a little bit, they would meet each other. Gifafu, v'noshku zelazeh, v'kach nema v'ayifku es Aharon shloishem yom kom beis Yisrael. But the Avos Reb Nosson continues and says, "Mipnei ma bachu Yisrael es Aharon shloishem yoyim." Why was it that when Aharon HaKohen died for 30 days, they mourned Aharon? Mipnei, the reason is shadon Aharon din emes lamitoy. Because when Aharon HaKohen used to judge, he used to judge a din that came out emes lamitoy. When he judged, it was emes lamitoy. Minayin like Amar l'isha sarach tavloy lo isha sarach. He knew how to give zechen etza and judge emes lamitoy. Now, how did Aharon HaKohen judge? It's interesting, the Avos Reb Nosson doesn't even say. It just says that when he did it, it was emes lamitoy. And because it was emes lamitoy, everybody cried so terribly when he ended up leaving this world. But we know the rest of the story. It's a Gemara. It's a major Gemara. It's a whole half Amid Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says that the way Aharon HaKohen used to judge was pshara. And because Aharon HaKohen used to judge with pshara, there was a hergish, there was a feeling of emes lamitoy. Now what does pshara have to do with emes lamitoy? It's a little bit sosom, but the truth is, there's a Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, right in the beginning of Perek Zeh Boyer, right around the corner, that gives us a little bit of a giloy. Perek Zeh Boyer begins that whenever you have a dini mamonis b'shloicha, the way it works is Zeh Boyer lo yechad, v'zeh Boyer lo yechad, u'shneim Boyer lem oid echad. Amri b'marav azok digmar. Now it's all they used to say. B'shmeidir abzeir. And the name of Rab Zeir, Mitoich Shezeh Boir Loi Dayin Echad, Vezeh Boir Loi Dayin Echad, Ushneim Boir Lohem Oid Echad, Yetzei Hadin, Emes Lamitoy. If you're going to do it in that way, the din is going to be Emes Lamitoy. So Krashi, what does it mean it's going to be Emes Lamitoy? The Tzaisei Balidinim. The Balidinim are going to listen. The Sober HaChayiv, the Chayiv is going to say, Harei Ani Ba'atzmi Birarti Yoechad. Vim Hoyo Yochel Lahapach Beschusi Hoyo Mahapach. Vadayonim Ba'atzma Noicha Daiton Lahapach Beschus Shneim. Epnei Shneim Burun. It's going to be Emes Lamitoy in the sense, I don't know if they're going to get it 100% right, Mechateisi. But you're going to feel like it was Emes Lamitoy. You're going to walk out with a very good feeling, because you're going to say, I know I had one of my guys, and it was Shnei and Boyer Lamoid Echad. It was Mamish equal. If this is the way they came out, this is probably the way it is. Emes Lamitoy, Rashi seems to teach, means that if you have a feeling that this came out with 100% perfection, this is a pchina of Emes Lamitoy. Hashiva Shoiftenu Kabarishoina. We want Shoiftim again that are going to be Kabarishoina. Where the Shoiftim are going to judge and it's going to be Emes Lamitoy. You know where it's going to be Emes Lamitoy is that Moshe Vaharin. And not in the same way. That's a Gemara. Moshe used to say Yikav Adin Sahar. And Aharon was Oyev Shalom Veroidev Shalom. But Atzad Ashova Shavahem, it was Emes Lamitoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes Lamitoy. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu was Emes Lamitoy because it was Bli Eidim Vasro, Shechinim and the Beres Betech Groina. Aharon HaKohen, in the words of Avos Reb Nosson, it came about through pshara, like the Gemara's Meirich in Sanhedrin Davavam Mebeis. That's Hashiva Shoiftenu Kvarishoina. We should have Shoiftim Nochamo that are going to come and they're going to judge, so that we're going to have Emes Lamitoy. But the Emes is, if you look at the Medrash goes weiter. The Medrash says Hashiva Shoiftayich Zeh Moshe Vaharon V'Yoyatzayich Zeh David Ushloima. In Psikta de Rav Kahana, it's the same exact lashon. Vashiva shayftaich kibarishon is a Moshe Vaharon, v'yayatzaich kibatchilo is a David Shloimeh. It's interesting. We mentioned this fleetingly in the beginning of the Masechta. The Vilna Goyen in the Siddur Ishei Yisrael. This is Avnei Elio on the bracha of Hashiva shayftaich kibarishon. So the Goyen brings this Chazal and he actually changes the Gersa. Vashiva shayftaich kibarishon is referring to David Shloimeh. V'yayatzaich kibatchilo is referring to Moshe Vaharon. And the Goyen says that The raya that Mike Gerst is right is in the nuance, the grammatical difference, feels like Chumash here, between kivarishoina and kivatchiva. So the Gaon says that varishoina means the beginning of something, as opposed to tchila means even before that thing. So, for example, Rashi in the beginning of Bereshis talks about the nuance between Barishoina and Bereshis. The Goyen is talking about the nuance between Barishoina and Batchila. This is geschmack. I never realized dikta could be so much fun. But the bottom line is, so the Goyen says, Barishoina means the beginning of something. Tchila means afilu fardazach. So the Goyen says that in this bracha, we're asking for Malchus based David to return. That's what the Goyen said. So he says that David Ushloimo, they were the Rishoina of Malchus based David. Moshe and Aharon came before Malchus based David, and it's for that reason they're only the Barishoina. Oh, but the bottom line is, Girsa Sagro, or the Girsa that we have in all our Midrashim, is that Ashiva Sheftain, Ashiva Sheftain, Moshe Aharon, it's Moshe Aharon and it's David Ushloimo. So we explained a little bit Moshe and Aharon. But what about David Ushloimo? Who comes around David Ushloimo that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring back Shoiftim that they should be like David Ushloimo? So at first glance, we just mentioned that David HaMelech, we know, is Vashem Imoy. Halacha Kemoise Bechal Mokay. Okay, seems to flow nicely with the raid. Seems to stem. We also had the Gemara, where the Gemara says David was Oisit Stakum Mishpat, according to one man Dama. It's a big machlok is what it means. One man Dama says that he did Pshara, and it's Mestaber, like a Aharon HaKohen, he was done in Emes Lamitah. It's David HaMelech, Halacha Kemoise Bechal Mokay. So it's you talking that his Pshara is also Emes Lamitah. I hear we're on to something. But who comes there in Shloima? And I remember, it's a Mefurish Zayah. Zayir, remember that because we spoke about this once. The Zayir after talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to judge, and the way he was able to judge was Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Zok the Medrash. Moshe Rabbeinu was not the only one that was able to judge Alpi Ruach HaKodesh. In fact, the Medrash says as follows, Utlas Ilein Donu Alma, B'loi Sadim V'Asra. There were three people that are able to judge without aid and without Asra. Who are these three people? Zog the Medrash. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Shloima HaMelech, and it's David Malkam Mashiach. Those are the three people that are able to paskin without Eidah, without Asra. Ashiva, Shoifteinu Kibarishoinu, Vyatzainu Kibatchila. The Navi said that it's going to be Ashiva, Shoiftayach Kibarishoinu, Vyatzayach Kibatchila. What are we asking for? This is from Shoiftim Vyatzayach. We're asking for the Sanhedrin. Why is there a bracha for the Sanhedrin? Good. This is something we need to talk a little bit more about. But this is a bracha for the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin that we want, or the Sanhedrin that are going to dan din emislamitai. No toes, no shikaladasis. Who are the Shoiftim that are able to dan din emislamitai? Moshe Rabbeinu, Shloima Melech, David Malkam Mashiach. What about Aharon HaKohen? No, that's enough for the Chazal. Aharon HaKohen was done in Emes Lamitah. God, it came from a different oifen. There's an Elu Ve'elu, different Lekim Chaim. There's a Din, there's a Pshara. So the Andra Oifanim. But it could be these Chazals are a little bit of the rest of the story, a little bit of the side of why it is that when we daven, Oshiva Shoifteinu Kivar Yishen Ve'atzeinu Kivar Tchilo, it's Moshe, it's Aharon, it's Shloima, and it's David Malkam Mashiach.